This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So for 20 years, I was the CEO of the Youngstown Business Incubator. We built an amazing organization here, grew it from a single building to a five-building campus. We were ranked a few years ago by UBI out of Stockholm, Sweden, as the number one university-affiliated incubator in the world. And we just got too big. So I wanted to do what I do best, I think, and that is coach startup companies. So now I'm the Huntington Bank Entrepreneur in Residence for the Youngstown Business Incubator.
Thank you. Jim, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I'm involved from inception to go to market to exit. So as ideas come into the building, I'm the first person to evaluate the strength of the idea, the strength of the entrepreneur or the team. Try to validate, in fact, there is a market for their idea. Try to help them to develop their go-to-market strategy, all with the understanding that we want to work toward an exit where the founders and early stage employees who hold equity can cash out.
Jim, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the toughest thing for any startup is validation. The single toughest question any startup gets asked by a prospective customer is, well, who are your other customers? But in fact, that's not really a question to them. It's a pretty profound comment, and that is, look, I'm not going to trust my job, my 401k, my ability to fund my children's college education by adopting an early stage technology from, of all places, like Youngstown, Ohio. Go away, go sell $10 million worth of business and come back and see me. That's the ability to land that validation customer is the single toughest obstacle to startup success.
And the biggest success, in your opinion, so far?
In ours? In our sure. portfolio? Sure. Yeah. So we've had six exits already. I'll give you one. We have a company called Turning Technologies that launched in 2002, hit revenue in 2003, third quarter, I believe. By 2007, they were ranked by Inc. magazine as the fastest growing software company in the country. They had a partial exit about 3 years later, and they had a complete exit about 3 years after that. And today, they are the world's largest supplier of audience and classroom response hardware and software.
Jim, what advice would you like to share with other entrepreneurs and residents?
So I think the thing that entrepreneurs need to recognize is that what investors are looking first for is the strength of the team, not the strength of the idea. There's a kind of a standard cliche, if you will, among institutional investors is that they're always going to invest in an A-plus team with a B-minus idea before a A-plus idea with a B-minus team, because what institutional investors realize is an A-plus team with investment can turn a B-minus idea into an A-plus idea, but a A-plus idea with investment can never do anything with a B-minus team. And so what they've got to realize is what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, and where they have weaknesses, bring on a team that would fill those weakness areas.
Great. And where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
So I think one of the things we do really well here at the Youngstown Business Incubator is curate the internet for entrepreneurs. What I always tell my startups is the perfect answer to your startup question, on which you can perfectly rely and execute, does in fact exist on the internet. But the problem with the internet today is we allow for self-publication. And so there's 9 million really bad answers. And as a first-time startup, you're looking at an article on how do I get a 3x increase in my customer conversion by optimizing my landing page, and you're going, I don't know, is that good advice or bad advice? And people like me who've been doing startups for 20 years look at that same article and go, ooh, don't listen to this. This is really bad advice. And so what we're trying to do is curate the internet to give entrepreneurs the very best advice. And we do that by republishing what we think is the absolute best advice, both on my LinkedIn profile and my Twitter feed. So what I would encourage every entrepreneur to do is to take a look at what we're republishing, because we're authenticating this as very good advice for your startup.
And where can we find you on LinkedIn and Twitter? If you can share your handles, please.
So it's James Kostler at LinkedIn, and it's at Jim Kostler, YBI, on Twitter.
Well, thanks, Jim.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.